CITR. Psyched you there for a sec, didn't I? Well, basically what's happening here is I'm just going to play some tapes of some of the people I've talked to throughout the last little while. Just sort of go downtown or go around. Even some of them are friends, some of them are whatever, all sorts of interesting people. So first up we have Mark. And Mark is a drug dealer, actually. We'll talk to him. I'll ask him a few questions, see what he sells and prices and things like that, just to see how that all works, you know. I just thought he was an interesting guy, so I thought I'd let you guys hear him. So here we go. This is Joel Herney, just testing out my system here, trying to see how everything works and to see if this non-mono system, or as a non-mono meaning stereo system, works. I want to see how my voice tracks in behind with the music and see if you can, you know, hear my voice and if my interview, like, hey Mark, how's it going? Oh, it's going good. What do you think about drugs, Mark? Well, I think they're okay. Blah, blah, blah. See if that works. See if how the connection, like, if there's a lack of space where I'm sitting here going, see if that stuff happens, how it sounds. So, we'll see what happens here. Deal in the drug trade, I suppose, if you want to call them drugs. Yeah. So, Mark, then what exactly do you sell?
I sell all sorts of stuff. Hang the blessed DJ, because the music that they constantly play.
Sometimes even ecstasy and whatever, depends if there's a rave going on or whatever. I see, Mark. That's great. So how much money can you make in a night?
Well, I can make around $300 some nights. Some nights five. Some nights I make, you know, like even $1,000.
But on average, about $300. I see, Mark. So that's, is that the cash or is that the amount you your net?
Well, that's about the amount of cash I'll come home with. Now, I do have to purchase more and all that. So basically, what I'll make out of that $300 is $150, maybe.
I see, Mark. That's interesting. So it seems to be quite a lucrative trade you're involved in.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do make quite a bit, considering, you know, most people I know will make, you know, $60 a day for busting their butts, and, I mean, I do work hard, but probably not as, you know, I don't push myself as much as people I know who make, you know, $7 an hour.
I see, Mark. So you like, where do you live?
Well, I live in, the Lower East Side, as they call it. Sometimes I have a place to stay, sometimes I don't, sometimes I just stay on the street and things like that.
Well, Mark, that doesn't seem to make any sense to me. I mean, I see someone making $150 a day would be able to easily support rent and all that.
Yeah, I mean, I do have my own habit of my own. Like, I do smoke a lot and quite a bit, and I do some of the drugs that I sell. So I suppose that takes out a lot of my money, but it's not just that. Well, my friends, they stay in the street too, you know, it's sort of a culture, and I don't always sleep, and especially because, you know, like, I'm working from, you know, 9 o'clock till 7 in the morning, or sometimes later in the morning, or sometimes earlier in the evening. I mean, I do choose my own hours, but, so, I don't get a lot of sleep if I do, and sometimes it's just easier to stay on the street. I see, Mark. No fixed address, in other words. Yeah, that too. I mean, it's safer that way. So what kind of customers do you have, Mark?
Well, I get all sorts. In general, it's around, you know, people from age 18 to 25, 27. But sometimes, you know, sometimes you get some middle-aged folks going to see the Black Crows or the Who or something, and they remember back in the old days when they used to get their drugs and do it, so they thought they'd try it again. And so I guess sometimes, once in a while, I get older folk, and sometimes, you know, younger, but I don't really like to sell to teenagers. But sometimes, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Right. Okay, well, now, I want to move into more sort of controversial area with you, Mark. Hopefully, you'll feel free to answer my questions here. One of them would be, drugs end up being a big factor in people's death and, you know, overdoses and addictions and move into, you know, people get into drugs, they move into prostitution, all those things. How do you rationalize being a purveyor of this addiction?
Well, I guess the way I see it is that it's not me who makes the decision. I don't choose to sell these people, or I don't choose to for them to do those drugs. I'm there, and I figure they'll get it somewhere else if they don't get it from me.
I see, Mark. But what if nobody did sold it? Then wouldn't, you know, like, if everybody made a decision to just say, well, look, I don't want to purvey these things and sell these things, wouldn't that cut it out completely, and you wouldn't have that excuse?
Yeah, I suppose, but I don't think that's going to happen.